CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. One person is dead and nine others are injured near Tennessee State University while the school celebrated homecoming this weekend. It was all because of a shooting. Metro Nashville Police spokesperson Don Aaron.
We are confident that at least one of the persons who is at a local hospital was involved in the actual gunfire, was shooting, had a gun. Now we have one gun recovered here at the scene. It was found in the street.
He says it appears two separate groups were targeting each other when that shooting happened. President Biden is set to visit Florida Sunday to tour the devastation from areas impacted from Hurricane Milton. At least 23 are dead from the storm. WTSP-TV's Adura Akumchumba is in Sarasota County.
From mainland Sarasota to barrier islands like Siesta Key, from homes to businesses, roadways and driveways, trees, streetlights and power poles, hardly none spared, including the Van Wezel Theater.
Our public works building lost the entire roof. We have some significant tree damage at City Hall.
It was a high wind storm, so.
Milton dislodged additional boats all over the bay. City of Sarasota crews were out in full force to start the cleanup.
Vice President Harris has released her medical records, so now she's challenging her rival Donald Trump to do the same. CBS's Nicole Killian.
A letter from her physician stated she was in excellent health and possesses the physical and mental resiliency to serve as president.
I released my medical records, as has, I believe, every candidate for president of the United States, except Donald Trump in this election cycle.
The Trump campaign responded with a statement that described the 78-year-old former president in perfect and excellent health.
Hezbollah fired more than 300 rockets into Israel as it marked an end to Yom Kippur. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
In a statement in Arabic, the Israeli army spokesman said that Israeli forces continue to target Hezbollah posts in or near villages in South Lebanon and urged people not to return to their homes. Over the Yom Kippur 25-hour holiday, Hezbollah fired more than 300 rockets, sending Israelis to shelters. A drone hit an old age home in central Israel, but there were no casualties.
Israel has ordered residents of 22 more villages in South Lebanon to flee. University of North Carolina wide receiver Tylee Kraft has died. He played two seasons for the Tar Heels before being diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in March 2022. UNC coach Mac Brown.
This is part of life, and we got to learn to utilize the days we have to the best of our ability because we don't control how many that we do have.
Tylee Kraft was 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards scoring courtside seats for your favorite team.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can score courtside seats. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but courtside seats can be astronomical. Maybe if your team plays in a smaller market, you could swing it. Even still, it's unlikely. Maybe fourth row, which are still incredible seats that you'll enjoy greatly. Savings possible. Courtside, long shot.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. Progressive cannot guarantee that someone really tall will not sit in front of you at the game, rendering your excellent seats just okay.
Political yard signs are nothing new, but many in Omaha, Nebraska are starkly different.
Jason Brown sprayed a blue dot to make a yard sign early this summer.
You know, the first and foremost thing it represented was a vote.
His wife, Ruth, says people took notice and wanted their own.
200 went to 400, went to 1,000, went to 1,800.
We had no campaign, no publicity or anything. It just was happening word of mouth.
Neighbor Tim Kahn says the dot's message is clear.
The ultimate goal is elect Kamala Harris.
Nebraska awards its electoral votes by congressional district. If Harris carries Omaha, she'd get one electoral vote in a deeply red state. Now competing red dots are in some yards across Omaha. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Snubbed by Tesla, Mexico's new president has pledged to create a Mexican-made small, affordable electric car. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said in July the company had paused plans for a plant in Mexico in July. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few showers around and lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, a high near 60 and breezy, more clouds, showers, and even a few thunderstorms. And shower chances continue for Monday. Cooler high, mid-50s, currently 57 degrees.
Kindness From Radio Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing her pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low hip hurts. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. But got to be nervous, but can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump jinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Love song. Well, I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Maybe cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I second that. ba 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 ba
rescue me.
We'll be right back.
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It is getting dire in parts of Florida when it comes to gasoline. Days after Hurricane Milton made landfall, and the problems are growing for those coming home after trekking hundreds of miles to get away from the storm. Nick Fultura was with CBS TV affiliate WTSP and is in Bradenton.
It's really been a problem trying to get gas no matter where you go. We were at the Walmart. They had 7,000 gallons left. That was tapped out almost immediately as people were waiting online for hours. Some people even were pushing their car in.
23 days until Election Day, and both candidates are out there this weekend. Republican Donald